Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Take rap to the pinnacle when my cynical interview forensics magnify the rhymes. None are identical. React to the track when it go boom, boom, back. Bring the Indian rain rap so I can remain in touch. Johanna, the last left brain. Rhyme of my presence on the mic is water on the rocks in the sauna. Lyrical scenery, an inhabited world of greenery. And plus my psychic ability enables me to see that you're not what you seem to be. The profile styles. Then cliffs on the Grand Canyon. When I drop and watch one land where your man's standing. Might just brand my hand with your teeth, but I'm righteous. Carnivorous animals bite this. I give you a spot to start at, right there. Don't niggas be like, you saw that, you like well. Subconscious brain pain, call it a nightmare. Now that I got you seeing the light, stare. Yeah, it's aiming dead into your retina. Not to threaten you, but just let me know. Is it hot or not? Shoot the shot, you got to knock it pop. Whatever.
I got to get down.
So many fables from labels, it's hard to stay stable. But a nigga stay up like seat backs on tray tables. Eat that at any lecture that I speak at. I'm pitifully ridiculing weak cats for being ridiculous with the shit you bust. I can tell you sniffing dust trying to rip with us, nigga. I bust rhymes like pomegranates. Fuck around and run the planet.
This beat is good.
I'm the flyest. I'm papyrus. Look deep into my iris and try to deny us. This religion that
I ripped the rhythm. I'm the flyest. I'm papyrus. That's legendary MC from the West Coast that I think is highly underrated, from Hieroglyphics Casual there, man. A track called I Gutta Get Down. Produced one of my favorite beats by this producer, Alchemist. An old classic Alchemist from back in the day. I can't remember what year. This 2000 something, early 2000s. Cracking tune, eh? What are you saying?
Banging. And you see Alchemist at his time at Sonny's Pizza.
At what?
At, he went and done a gig at Sonny's Pizza in Paris.
Oh, is it? Oh, sick.
You know Sonny's Pizza?
Yeah. Do you want to explain what Sonny's Pizza is to the people?
I was just thinking, well, it gives it away what we were going to do. Well, I had an idea.
Exactly. Okay, so
well, no, that was Armshouse was going to go on tour, and we didn't know whether we were going to go to Amsterdam, Paris, or fucking Scotland. Like, we didn't know.
Yeah.
And we had a few ideas and a few plans, and we got a few links for Paris, and then nothing in Dam, but just like the classic normal going to Dam and just smashing it. But I forgot what I was going to say.
There's a famous cafe in Paris where all the graffiti writers go. Yeah, it's covered in graph photos. It's called Sonny's Pizza. It's dope. Yeah, we're going to go when we do our trip to Paris.
When we do it, not if we do it or when we didn't do it, we're going to go to that place.
100%. What do you mean when we do it still? Of course, we're going to do a Paris episode. It's got to be done, man. Shout out episode 115 of Arms House to Your Mother's House.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Big up, big up, big up. We got lots to get through today. We were gonna have like quite a musical episode. What's up, theme? You always crack up when I play that BBC thing, yeah?
No, it's just joke, it's joke. Turn into like the anchor mode and you're like, yeah, big up, big up, big up. Let's go.
I go into my Tim Westwood impression. All right, we got the big dogs in the house. Yeah. No, because I want to get through all this shit because we got lots to get through, man. I want to big up Ash, who does our music playlist, man. Elite AHC member. Salute. He puts all the tracks on, but I want to call him out. Last week, the big Shug. Oh, yeah. Hey. See the gang signs. He didn't put the Big Shug song because he didn't find it on Spotify, I bet, but it is on YouTube because this playlist that he puts together for us, there's one on Spotify, so you guys can go check it out, or the playlist is all on YouTube. Every song we've listened to on the podcast so far, He's such a don for doing that for us, man.
He is a fucking don for doing that, to be fair to the geezer. Top geezer!
Yeah, and the link for those playlists are on the bottom of every single episode of Arms House. Whether you're listening on Spotify or if you're watching on YouTube, just scroll down, look at the description, and the link is there. So lots of good fucking cool music. And we're going to bolster that playlist today as well. We got loads of tunes to get through. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, since I mentioned Ash, he graciously sent me a T-shirt by his clothing brand called Pomulo. I don't know what the hell that means. Pomulo.
Nobody can see the T-shirt. It's a secret T-shirt.
It's a black. I think it's extra large. Shall I open it up? But I don't want to open it up. It's all nicely wrapped up. I should have had Mark, because he sent me two. I got one. I should have showed you. It's really cool. I'll show you a picture of it here. Boom. All right, so that is up for grabs. If you leave a comment down below, we will pick a winner next week for that T-shirt. Salute, Ash. Thank you, brother. We're going to make you busy today because we're going to get through a bunch of tracks. Because, Theme, you were telling me you've been listening to like so much good music coming out, right? Yeah. Or
exactly, man. It's been crazy. I don't want to be looking like I'm sucking the same people off. Fucking Benny the Butcher, bruv.
Yeah. We got a Benny Butcher track coming up, featuring J. Cole.
I've always rated him, but like now he's just constantly dropping something really good, in my opinion. Yeah. Always, and then he's in these different groups of like what's it called, the Black Sopranos, and then this other one, and this other one, and so there's OT the Real. He's got bangers with OT the Real, who we're going to play today as well.
We're going to play as well. Do you think it's down to them really embracing that? I don't want to call it old style of hip hop because it's not old. Yeah, the more traditional style of hip hop, the boom bap stuff, Benny Butcher, Conway.
I don't know, because you've got people like, you know, J. Cole who do that shit. Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick, not really. I mean, he's obviously got some boom bap stuff.
Yeah,
You know what I'm. You know what I'm saying. Like they really lean into that, and they're kind of like the forefront of that style of hip hop at this moment in time, coming from America, you know, that has that same essence, that same feeling that we had when we were listening to it in the 90s.
Because they're from New York, because that whole clip's from New York, but it's Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, yeah, exactly.
It's not like Manhattan, it's not one of the five boroughs or anything like that.
Yeah, true.
It's like New York State.
Yeah, man.
They're still East Coast, still New York.
No doubt. A couple more things. Oh, we're going to play the Graph Letter game later. We're going to do the Arms House Salute. Listener question. We got critique.
Arms House Salute.
I got one little more thing of like to mention.
The Arms House Salute this week is a well deserved salute.
Mm-hmm. Long time coming as well. That guy's been busy. I got a big up DJ Lazy Bones. Garage Bingo inside.
Yeah, you got to do the voice.
We went to the last one last month. It was a lot of fun. It was fucking jokes. If you love garage music and the vibes that garage brings, it's a really good crowd. They get there at the Liverpool Street, Star by Liverpool Street pub. He even said, if you buy tickets online and you use the discount code Armshouse, ARMSHOUSE.
Shut up. Armshouse is giving out discount codes now, Maddie. Fucking hell.
You'll get a free ticket to go. What? So, yeah, free tickets available for Armshouse members. This Friday, 31st. We're going to go, Theme. Yeah, so if you want to come see us, you know what I mean? We're going to be down there chilling. We'll be having fun. Well, I'm planning on going there. Hopefully nothing fucks up between now and then, but I'm planning to be there.
This Friday.
Maybe even Talal this can Friday. Come along. Maybe Talal.
Bingo!
One more thing, Theme. Please forgive me, man. I just want to get through this. One of my favorite stand-up comedians released his stand-up special. It's free on YouTube as well. I just want to big it up because I rate this guy. His name's Doug Stanhope. And his new stand-up is called Discount Meat.
I've noticed a lot of anti-government people have become very pro-government in their efforts to get the government, to get government out of our lives. And I don't think that's how it works there. Where's your old rugged individualist thing? Why do you have another guy's name on a flag coming out of the fucking back of your pickup truck, you fucking cuckold? You should have your own name or no name at all.
theme. I was asking you earlier if you've heard of Doug Stanhope. You need to see a picture of him. You've definitely seen him about.
When I saw his face, I said, yeah.
And I should correct myself. He's my favorite stand-up who's living. Yeah, most of my favorite stand-ups, they passed away. One of them being Bill Hicks. Yeah, Bill Hicks is one of my ultimate favorite stand-ups. If you haven't heard of him, go check out. There's loads of stuff on YouTube. Obviously, Richard Pryor. There's so many that have passed away. Good. But I would describe, if I had to describe Doug Stanhope, I would say he was like Bill Hicks, but without the hope. Yeah, because Bill Hicks, if you watch some of Bill Hicks, he's fucking very raw, and he calls out corruption, and and he calls these politicians demons sucking on Satan's cock, and like he talks about like pop music, how shit it is, and all this stuff. Yeah, it's fucking sick. Yeah, but at the end of his stand-up, he'd always have. He'd leave you with a bit of hope. Like, you know, it's just a ride. Like, you know, we have ups and downs. Like, you know, he'd always leave you with a bit of hope. Whereas Doug Stanhope, he shits on politics. Like, he's one of those cynical motherfuckers. But at the end, he's just like, we're fucked. There's nothing you can do about it. There's no hope. Like, so he's like that, you know, very much more cynical and everything like that. But very raw, very, you know, parental advisory, basically. So not for the faint-hearted. You know, he's quite rugged, Doug Stanhope. Maybe Theme, you can check it this week. Maybe watch it and let me know next week what you think of that of his stand-up. It's really
a new special, no?
A new special on YouTube. Yeah, man. Discount Meat. I'll put a link for it below so people can
Discount
go check it out.
Discount Meat.
Yeah. Doug Stanhope.
Is that on his own channel?
Yeah. He's got like
releasing Arms House specials on the on our own channel.
I mean, man, anything is
using
possible.
Like other Netflix or something like that. So now it's fucking those comedians that do that. And they do it well. It must be banging to buoy off everyone. Say no, I'm doing the whole thing on my own because I've built up a big enough name. I've done enough gigs. I've done all of that shit. I've got these people, and now I don't need anymore to sell like 25% of everything coming in. Fuck that, I'm doing everything myself.
Well, a great example of that is Louis C.K. He obviously went through the whole Me Too movement and got fucking shut down, but he kept at it, and obviously he loves, and he's one of the greatest stand-ups. Whether you like him or not, he's one of the greatest stand-ups of our time, man. And he's releasing everything now, fully independent, obviously, you know, because of what he went through and shit, and because he's rich as a motherfucker, so... So I'd recommend his stuff, man. It's incredible, man.
What t-shirt are you wearing?
Oh, this is a jumper. Fresh. I made this jumper myself. It's from the Tarbouche Records, but the So Damn Fresh with the gold. It's a gold, gold.
I love the Tarbouche Records. It's a cabal.
Yeah. Well, it's the HMV sign, isn't it? But without the dog, it's the fucking camel instead. Yeah.
So
we were kind of saying we want to listen to a bunch of tunes, you know what I mean? Beef up this playlist a little bit, man. So I think it's time we get into one of your tracks, Theme. What do you reckon?
I'm down with that. Let's go straight into East NY Theory.
What's
by
that?
Group Home.
Oh, there we go. This one, pretty ill.
Man. I love this. And this is so weird because there's so many different versions. There's like, they released it in 1997. But there was a video version, which was different to the album version.
Okay.
It's like it has a very, sort of very different bit. And then there's like a rare version. And then there's all these little dub plates of it for some reason. I don't know why it did it with this tune, but it did it with this tune. The instrumental version is different, slightly different.
I didn't know
it's
any
like
of this.
Rare version, this version, that version, this version. That is one of them sort of white plate dub plates. It just has that all of this like. Next,
you know why
next
that happens?
Rhythm, next man rhythm.
You know why that happens sometimes? Maybe, I mean, I could be completely wrong, but maybe the original song ended up getting into some trouble because of the sample used or because of whatever. Yeah, then it couldn't be released commercially, and they had to take it off the album. Maybe some tunes. This it happened like for Pharoah Munch, for example, Get the Fuck Up. Famously, he sampled that Godzilla sample and he had to remove it from the album.
Yeah.
So there's rare copies of the album.
It's weird. I'm Googling it today. Just before we started today, I just went like release date on that. And this is like 2023 or 2003 or something. I was going, what?
Yeah, it says Brainsick Enterprises. So Group Home, Brainsick Enterprises, East NY.
It's 1997.
Let's check it out.
just don't know which version, if I've picked the best version. Because I listened to loads of them yesterday, but I love this.
I like that Slick Rick, like this.
Yo, I'm in the world of shit that you can't even explain. Dealing with tons of pressure.
Hold on, hold on. Those drums are from Detroit Emerald. You're getting a little too smart. I'm putting my hip-hop geek shit on, man. Check it
Thanks
out.
For the drum knowledge, Maddie.
I can spy those drums from anywhere, man.
This is New York for me when I was when we was growing up. This sound hit.
Yo, I'm in the world of shit that you can't even explain. Dealing with tons of pressures, now I can't get out the game. That's why I show and improve the sickest out the crew. Representing my brothers and sisters, that's how I do. Yo, I can't hope that my people, they from the ghetto. Lift up the treble, I'm banging like heavy metal. So watch your back, it's Black and Jack's Enterprise. Keeping shit live until the fucking day I die. No lie, like I said, I'm on the rise. Right. Coming through like a witch, I got you hypnotized. Plus, I got the heat right by my side. Thuggish, ruggish, bone style. I don't wanna die. Too many niggas, they fell a real lies. Time's about to end, so I commit suicide. Cause you know what I'm saying? I can't deal with this shit, yo. Word up. Hey, yo, I be the man. Essays on my jaw. When I grab a mic, you say yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, keeping yes, it moving. Y'all.
Plus, blowing coast to coast. Cause niggas these days be swearing that they dope. You can't cope with my style. So I leave your ass broke. Critical condition. Now they got you on a mission. Open your eyes. Right now, we on the rise. Wow. Making hits. And COVID dudes by the sick. I just wish upon a star so you know who we are. Next step on my mind.
I love this, buddy. I love this.
Yo, this is how we do it around the way, y'all. Check it.
Yo, blood clot, who's that? It's the Dreadcore K Black. Call me the Don, cause only pretty ass niggas Mac. I'm on attack with my group on crew. Brain sick holding up the rear, so what you wanna do, ladies? Step up if you think you're ready. My dick is like Henny, so don't fuck with Dreddy. You take a little sip and you wind up tipsy. Have you singing, yo, what the fuck hit me? Is that roster thing, strong back, idle fools. Not a fashion dread, strictly thick boots. This is going out to all the pretty boys. Roughnecks in 96 is making all the noise. Group home, brain sick, K-Black, the wild dread. East New York niggas quick to fill that ass with lead. Sir, remember what I said, and take fucking caution. I leave that ass red like baked beans.
Cause we're walking through the streets with this mastermind. You said we couldn't do it, so revise the sign. Check me out, baby Paul, when we start the sign. Lyrics from the top of the dome was
on your mind. Very nice.
We're doing it black, locking them down like dreads, and it's just like that. With diamond rings,
all on
the
scene.
People can't understand when we start to clean. One hand washes the other in these lonely streets. Watch my back when we roll, cause you know the flow. Planting seeds to grow, ideas, money, and soul. Pump brain sick, enterprise, you know it. Coming straight from the street with raw sounds and beats. Niggas just don't know how the story goes. Cause we're coming from the street with this little ass mind. Mastered up designing and we rip down crime. The inspiration from the street make us dope and unique. And the real brothers know how we got to roll. In the streets you roll tight, cause it's one hand black, one hand
this
watches
is the best
the other
he's the best
no
verse he's
back.
Ever done.
You got my back, I got your back, and you know
we always fucking off in the verse. I'm doing something you're like, don't you know, don't you know. Baby, fucks it all the time. But he doesn't fuck it.
The environment style, the five barrel style. Maybe you know just... what I'm saying? My man G Flex in the house. We got Black Adorn in the house. We got Black Star in the house. Dr. Ripper in the house. Little Dap in the house. Bull Pong in the house. No budget environment, y'all. East New York theory. If you don't know, now you know.
Yes, yes, y'all. You don't stop. Yes, that's a nice one,
oh,
D, man.
That fucking song, man.
Very nice. And you're right. I don't know if I can't remember their names. Was it Malachi the Nutcracker and that other guy?
Yeah.
The guy with the mad voice.
But they've never been known for like being, you know,
no.
Mad lyricists. Group Home have never been known for like their bars, really, really. It's been like that overall vibe of the Primo and the sound of them, just the sound of them. They do well in some aspects of, they do very well in some aspects of like microphone control. But every single track is going away, is going really nice. Primo's busting it nice, everyone's doing it nice, and then one of them just like completely fucks it. You're like, oh, I can't listen. It's almost like non-listenable. Bad.
They'll do like almost, simplified lyrics, and in a way, you can kind of like theme. You'll know about this because you're an MC.
But that track there, brother, that track, nobody fucks it up.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree.
They managed to do it night, and they've got like that New York 90s vibe to it, man. Do you know what it reminds me of so much? Fucking, I was in the boot of someone's mum's car, and Nas was on the radio. But do you remember back in the days, Nas was on the radio with like, Five Rule the World?
Yeah.
That? And we thought it was whack because it was on that's on the radio, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be listening to these like, dude, with Lauryn Hill, bro. Like,
following up from Ill Man.
Living in those times, I was just thinking, in the booth, Nas and Lauryn Hill blazing that tune out on the radio. That's like the actual tune of the moment. Yeah. It's a banging song, that.
It's man. Ill. It's I loved it when song. It came out. I always
but we've
it.
Heard it a billion trillion times. But yeah. It's a banging song.
It was a
and big then going song. To Hyde Park. You know that bit of Hyde Park that we used to go to in the summer? Which was like that long stretch that everyone used to skate there.
Skateboard, yeah,
it was
yeah,
like
yeah,
Tom
yeah.
Martelli, a big up leper, and like the TGS was like formed there.
Yeah.
Everyone blazing green, getting licked like all day, just there all day. And then when you come out of there, you're on fucking High Street Kent. You know what I mean? It's like mad central. Everyone just like catching grill cheese. Fucking hell, bro.
Yeah, man.
Fucking hell, bro. And there was fun. High Street Kent Market. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Briefly, I don't really go there that much though. Not High Street Kin, to be honest. But no, back to that song though, and Group Home in general. What I was going to say to you, theme as an MC, you'll know this. Like when rappers can't rap a whole rhyme the whole way through, you punch in their lyrics. You know what I mean? You'll rap a couple of bars, then they'll time it again, and then you take it from where you left off. And you know what I mean? And I think I've noticed that a lot on the first Group Home album. And sometimes it can like throw off the flow of a tune, you know what I mean? Because they blatantly weren't as experienced. If you know the history between, you know, behind Gangstar, DJ Premier and Group Home, how they made that first album. I'm not going to go into it too deep here, but they weren't like proper rappers. He was trying to keep them out of jail. So one way to keep them out of jail is if they had a job and they couldn't get a job because they were, you know, doing crime and street shit. So he went to the court case, chatted to the judge and said, look, I'm making an album with him. So you got, and so the judge gave him, you know, control over them basically and said, if they make the album and it comes out, then they'll stay out of jail basically. So it's a pretty sick story. Like, and I think that all adds to the aura of the album as well, that Group Home album. I want to play a tune now.
I'll move on to the next one, will you?
And I think that I Gotta Get Down by Casual, I don't think that's available on Spotify yet. Most of my favorite hip hop tunes aren't. Sorry, Akit.
Aren't available. Akit, it's good. That's the first of 2025. Outrageous.
Sorry, man. I'm drinking beers, man. This one is from Fondulum Records, Bobito's record label back in the day. This
Stretch of Bobito's?
Yeah. No, just Bobito, not Stretch. But yeah, so this is a guy called Yak Balls. Yeah, he's a white dude from New York. Yak Balls. He's got a weird name and he's got a weird flow technique. I want to know what you think of this.
Yak Balls.
It's a nice chilled beat. Like, you know, just it's kind of like he's just got stream of consciousness kind of rapping over it. Check
is
it out.
Is it spelled like it sounds? Y-A-K.
Yeah, and then Balls with a Z. B-A-L-L-Z. Just flossing. I'm gonna go grab a beer.
Yo. My robotics is like punctuation, it's automatica. Most MCs suck like Dracula. Bring my cannibal ox to a Buck 50 massacre. Animal cracker, box cutter. Expose the toys with a Polaroid camera. Word to amateur porn. I leave that ass torn like an elephant's anus when a seed is born. All the weed is gone, but I'm talking vocally. Hopefully you'll understand my name's Yak, and that's poetry spoken soulfully. Broken word, pro-life. Whole mics, nigga, what's the deal like a lowlife? I jazz June, think of all hype with rap tunes and blast goons to beats under half moon. R.I.P. to your whack fool. I'm top city king's ruler back row. Sinks in with crossbows and arrows in a lost place. Identified with painting the north face with mass straps. Bust mad caps, skinnies and fats. In the realm of white walls, I go nuts. Show enough. The last dragon to breed flame. See the game through night vision 24/7 like Dunkin' Donuts.
You're not feeling it, Lee.
No, I'm feeling I'm listening.
Okay. I'm seeing your face. You're like.
Listening. Yeah, I'm flossing.
You're flossing, baby.
Flossing. I'm just flossing. yo, yo, yo.
I'll leave the second verse.
Yo, yo, yo. I've been checking words that'll hurt your midsection. Score from bars in split seconds like Sagat's chest. Low style, low profile. My name's Yak, but I'm sort of a monster. So you can call me Loch Ness. Main objective, take notes. Cause I break quotes down the lies and tag the blame on scapegoats. But who knew? Yak will resurrect steps like voodoo. Soon to be this world-renowned sound genius that thinks with his brain, but I think with my penis. So I pissed on Venus, took a shit on Jupiter, made hell freeze over and gave an ice pick to Lucifer. Told him to break out chill, smoke a coolie yak. I'm assuming that you got the escape route booby trap. You are correct, sir. Then I pulled out the spray can from a holster like an old country western and started burning like Dove's TCK with fat Germans. What's the outcome you determine?
Yak balls. Yak balls there. This is the epitome of backpacker hip hop. Yeah. Yak you know the term balls. Backpacker, which I hate yeah. that term backpacker, but you know, I understand what it means, you know, and that's kind of the epitome, like, you know, super lyrical, like hip hop, like boom bap kind of, you know, sampled beats and just like flowing like mad esoteric kind of
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, with that, yeah, yeah.
And that voice as well, like, yo.
It two words, Yak Balls.
Yeah, Balls with a Z. I don't think he has much on Spotify. I think there's a few. Again, I don't use
No, I'm
Spotify.
On YouTube. I'm looking at YouTube.
Ah, okay, yeah. You'll find some shit. I think
just flossing. That was just what we just heard, yeah?
Yeah, just flossing. All right, let's go into one of your other tracks. Theme.
OT the Real. Oh, go to a bit of OT the Real.
OT the Real. We've played a couple of his ones before. This one's a freestyle, though, from On the Radar. Freestyle.
On the Radar. Flossing.
Still available YouTube on Spotify and YouTube, oh, yeah. Obviously.
This it's on guy, a, man.
It's on a
this
mix.
This guy. Like, Jadakiss come out like saying, this guy is this guy. Like, he raps dirty, raps nice.
I've not listened to this yet, but he's rapping, because it's a freestyle, he's rapping on a Nicki Minaj beat. And I kind of like when hardcore, dope, sick underground rappers rap on really like pop, more poppy side of hip hop, so that you can kind of see. No, it doesn't happen all the time. Yeah, I know R.A. the Rugged Man.
I think it's like she's on it.
It says it here, Nicki Minaj,
three of them
Drake,
on it. No,
and Lil Wayne.
It.
It's called
it's Lil Wayne.
Seeing Green is the name of the track, the beat. But OT the Real does a freestyle. Let's get into it.
Yes, sir, baby. On the Radar Radio freestyles. Yo, the one, the only OT the Real in the building. I'm going to step out. He going to step in and kill this shit. All right? Let's go.
Arms house, your mum's house.
I got to keep that. It's like a little vocal thing to make sure people know.
I guess we're on the radar.
Philadelphia, son. On the radar, son.
Go get that maxed out. All platforms. Everywhere.
This kid can spit. Real. But he doesn't really spit. It's like he's just... He's nice.
All right.
Brody said if rats don't work, it's back to robbing people's houses. We gonna take all they chains. We gonna be the bosses. The world gone mad. All I see is losses. And you'll take one from me for that key of raw fish. Ups and downs. Had to bear through it. Buckle down. Find a small town. Time to tear through it. Stop crying. Making fear music. If I put that chicken dinner up, they'll do it. They say I'm too hard, I gotta dumb the flow. But everything in life I ever got was from a O, or from a bow, or bundled dope, or a home invasion when I was fucking broke.
I came
to Philly on the run. I ride through your neighborhood. My hand be really on my gun. I gotta make a home to raise my daughter and my sons. It's hard to tell my smoker no when he got three ones. I need it all. Pride always be the fall. I went from eating bad to eating good to couldn't eat at all.
Damn.
I was too caught up serving Pete and Paul and watch them rob each other and try to block each other. Would have been better off going half on a block together. Could have seen the top together. Once it's on, it's on forever.
Money, money, money. Pull it out.
I'm listening.
I'm going to arms house pull up on my own tune selection. There's a pull up on this, bro.
All right.
Fucking hell, bro.
I like the way he comes in. He goes, if rap.
He starts saying something later on.
Yeah.
At the beginning, he's like warming up his spin.
Yeah.
He's Fucking.
But what a way. I'm going to check it out now. But what a way to come in. He's like, if they said rap don't work, it's going back to home invasions, motherfucker. Yeah, exactly. Crazy.
Bro, yes, sir, baby. On the radar, radio freestyles. Y'all, the one, the only OT, the real in the building. I'm going to step out. He going to step
listen
in and kill
to
this
what
shit.
Saying, like,
I'm going to listen. I'm just looking up OT, the real now. I just want to find out where he's from and shit.
Philadelphia, man.
Oh, he's Philly, okay. Yeah.
Philly, like proper Philly.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Guess me on the radar. Go get that maxed out. All platforms. Everywhere.
Max. So that's his album, Maxed
OT
Out.
OT the Real.
That white Jadakiss. That white chocolate.
Brody said if rap don't work, it's back to robbing people's houses. We gonna take all they chains. We gonna be the bosses. The world gone mad. All I see is losses. And you'll take one from me for that Kia Rawfish. Ups and downs, had to bear through it. Buckle down, find a small town, time to tear through it.
Find a small
Stop
town,
crying,
time
making
to tear through
music.
It.
If I put that chicken dinner up, they'll do it.
They'll do it.
They
now
say
I
I'm too
spitting.
Hard, I gotta dumb the flow. But everything in life I ever got was from a
was from an O.
Or from a bow. Or bundle dope. Or a home invasion when I was fucking broke. I came to Philly on a run. I ride through your neighborhood. My hand be really on my gun. I gotta make a home to raise my daughter and my sons. It's hard to tell my smoker no when he got 3 ones. I need it all. Pride always be the fall.
Pride
I went from
always
being bad
to
being
fall.
Good
I went from
to
being
couldn't,
bad,
eat
couldn't eat
it all.
Yes,
I was caught up serving Pete and Paul and watch them rob each other and try
Listen.
To block each other. Would have been better off going half on a block together. Could have seen the top together. Once it's on forever. And it does not get better. Glocks, Berettas, coke, come butter soft like Moroccan leather. It's a cycle that we trapped inside. Still trapping like I'm just trying to get this rap shit right. Still grabbing like mine's better and I match the price, homie. Put you to the flame slowly like a sacrifice. Mama, don't blame yourself. I guess I always stay myself. When I was young, I robbed some good dudes. I kind of
blame
myself. But when you know nobody's coming, you don't scream for help. Eating well. They rather see me in that three-man cell. Systems got flaws in them. Kids got saws with them. Your man's in the ICU looking like Jaws bit him. Always on the run, kept raw with him. Juking bounty hunters like they should have had dog with him. Troopers had dogs with him. Shooters got vlogs with him. Foofa charge, law hit him. You'd have played ball with him.
You'd have played ball with him.
I'm where they duck the shots. Junkies cop. Arms and legs look like they got the monkey pox.
Monkey pox.
Life ain't a fairy tale. He'll pay 2 racks for an ounce. That's a scary sale. This fish all on my digi. I got a scaly scale. A little meth too. I could probably bless you.
Bless you.
You surrounded by some yes men. I'm surrounded by trappers who take 30s and press them. Yeah. Take 30s and press them. Looking at this drugs and this money like who's my best friend. Damn. Cause I got pain I'll never speak on. Really went on recon missions over that recon. Feet was stinking from all them nights I slept with my sneaks on. Now we on. Crack in the pot. Ops in the graveyard. Still scream R.I.P. Weezy and free AR. They front like they ain't fucking with my shit, but they are. Still serve them gray pieces out the gray car. They say you work hard, you get to play hard. You sell that work hard, you sell yourself up to a state yard. Damn, I guess I'm finally on the radar. Yeah.
Jesus
OT
fucking Christ,
we
get
that maxed out everywhere, y'all know what it is.
Again.
Boom.
And again and again and again and again. Jesus Christ! I was too busy serving whatever he called them, Pete and Paul with them. And then they started fighting. They would have been better off taking it and splitting it between themselves. And then they could have made it themselves. Yeah.
No, that's ill, man. I love that imagery. Jesus. The imagery that people, some people can do. It's not
but
like...
You know when it's a massive, massive difference. Like when somebody... You know, like they actually did. That's how they live their life. So they're just rapping about it. So when they're saying it, it's just so much more genuine. He's saying the actual modern ways of saying it that you would have never thought of. And the only reason they're saying all that is because they're in it. And you're like, fucking hell, this geezer is like properly.
I was going to say
describing.
I mean, I don't know the guy. I don't know if he's proper or not, but he sounds like he is. You know what I mean? I'll take your word for it. But and I'm sure he is. But. Like some people complain. I remember even in the 90s, people would complain, oh, why are you always talking about selling crack and doing this and doing that? I'm like you just said, Theme, if you can say it in an original, cool fucking way. I don't care what you're talking about. You know what I mean? It's about the imagination, about the creativity of putting these words together to make, to paint imagery. You know what I mean? And this guy has got it in spades.
When he says you would have played ball with them, and he's just just like putting them all down, and they made about to like be these absolute cunts, but you would have played ball with them, bruv. Like, brings that kind of street bit back. Like, it's just so joke. It's like amazing. I love that. But his voice, bruv.
Yeah, he's got a good voice, man. No doubt.
He was in jail for quite a long time in America.
Good delivery
For drug sales and shit like that.
Okay, so yeah.
And came out and just started rapping a bit.
Mm.
And look where it's got him now. Like, he's fucking, he's doing songs with Benny the Butcher and shit, all them lot.
Yeah. Well, those are other people as well who create that imagery and do it well, you know, in ways that haven't been done before. Although there was one trait, there was one lyric you talked about, like you, because yo, some people tell me I need to dumb it down. You know what I mean? Like I hear a few people talking like that. They're like, yo, I ain't dumbing it down for no one, man. I'm telling it like it is, son. You know what I mean?
Calm the flow. People tell me I have to calm the flow. Because he's like, quite like that. It's quite great. My head will be always on my gut. He's like the white Jadakiss.
Maybe their record label. Nah, maybe not. I mean, I don't know. Because I remember even again in the 90s, there was a theme, maybe you remember this as well. There was a thing where all those hardcore gangster rappers, they had to have the radio-friendly single. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they would often rap about how they're putting me pressure on me to make a song for the ladies or whatever. And he's like, nah, I'm keeping it real. You know what I mean? You remember that trait that was kind of happening? Yeah, like,
of course.
So maybe that's kind of, you know, maybe these guys now, I don't know if they have the same pressure because they've got their audience, they found their lane, and they're like, I'm
sticking. Who's these guys?
As in Benny the Butcher, they don't make like club
they
songs.
They've got their own label, girls. Don't they? Got their own everything. Like,
that's what I'm saying. They don't, because even like people like 50 Cent, G-Unit. But you know what I mean? 50 Cent, G-Unit, they would do the hardcore shit for the, you know, the gangster shit and all that for the real heads or whatever. And then they'd always have the pop song kind of version. You know what I mean? Whereas these guys, they found their lane. They really lean into it. And they're like, yo, fuck you. You know? Mate. But that's dope, man. All right. Next one I want to play. All right. This one's just...
Oh, my God. Yeah, what are you playing, Rude Boy? What are you playing after that? After that!
All right. I got one. This one I'm going to play. I just want to have it.
It's like we're doing tune battles, isn't it?
We should. You know what theme? I had an idea. When you tune told battles. Me about we just play loads of tunes today, I was thinking we should do an episode where we play our guilty pleasure songs. Songs that we are embarrassed that we like. You know what?
I'm not embarrassed. I was going to say guilty pleasure, but I'm not embarrassed that I like them.
Like what? Like what, for example? What came to your head when I said that? Like, for example,
Dire Straits' West End.
Yeah, okay, there we go. That's
fucking hell. It was a fucking amazing piece of music, bro.
Yeah. I mean, because I think, like, kind of how I'm thinking of it is like kind of, because when I play records, which is not very often at all, but when I do play out, like in, you know, at the Star by Hackney Downs, and you know what I mean? I play like record vinyl. And I'm playing to a mixed crowd, not a hip-hop set. You know what I mean? I'm playing like just the tunes for everyone to, you know, dance or whatever, chill, and just like a mixed crowd of people. I play all sorts of shit. I got no shame in my game. Yeah. If it's a good song, I'll play it. You know what I mean? But I'm talking, there's some songs that I secretly like that I would never tell anyone, yeah, or play out or anything like that. But I just, you know, I don't know why, but I like, I'll give you one example theme just to tell you what I think, yeah. Like an example, what's that? Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life. Every boy and every girl, Spice Up Your Life. I don't know why. I remember when that tune came out, I remember in my head going, that's quite catchy, you know what I mean? It's quite a fun song, but I would never, I was like that stone face, like, no, fuck the Spice Girls. And it is fuck the Spice Girls. I mean, I allow them, I hate them and everything they stand for, but that was a catchy song. But that's what I mean by guilty pleasure.
You're,
you know what I mean?
So, like, so I hate them and everything they stand for, right? Just make that clear.
You know, oh shit. I revealed what my next track was. The track I want to play is purely because I want it on the playlist. Yeah, I want it on our Arms House playlist. It's a fucking sick tune. For me, theme, this is one of the best opening lyrics for a verse.
Are you pulling it up already? That's your four bars, is it, that you love?
Just, it's an ill, if you listen to it, it's just... such a weird thing to come up with.
Bugged like Rwanda. Don't wander far, get trapped up. Quick to rush a spot like maybe you're and get mopped up. Tax that spray your hole with
crap. I can't hear what he's saying. You got to explain it.
He goes rugged like Rwanda. Because at the time, yeah, in the 90, late 90s, Rwanda...
That's all I've, that's the only line I can hear, by the way.
Yeah, so he goes, rugged like Rwanda. Don't wander far or get chopped up. Quick to rush the spot like baby urine gets mopped up. Yeah, it's just such a weird lyric to make.
Quick to wash the spot.
No, quick like to
baby
rush.
Urine.
Yeah, like baby urine get mopped up. Like chopped up and mopped up. I don't know. To me, I just fucking love the creativity behind that. Let's get into it.
It's good. No, it's very good. It's very, but I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, it's very good. It's very, very good.
And the beat.
Bugged like Rwanda. Don't wander far or get chopped up. Quick to rush the spot like maybe you're in, get mopped up. Tax that spray your hole with rap aerosol. Organized graffiti
lectures in control.
On level with the devil racing up town.
What's
the
point of magic?
I'm much too much for any demon style to master me. From the Throck's next race to the Hell's Gate. Lyrically dead. Sparking in maybes and bottle rockets into nigga chaser. Downtown graffiti to face a heroin debase. Open up the eyes and clean out the nature. Wide open like the Grand Canyon. MCs couldn't hang if they was lynched by the Grand Dragon. Searching for my styles like job core. Coming home or work release, shoplifting at the rack store. But sabotaging me ain't easy. I'm crooked like Nathan Winks, storming out Scorsese.
This is so a bit of you, this guy.
Like, still ain't nothing but a hero. Just a small sample of the abstract. When the rhyme get crazy hot and lyrics don't know how to act. Whether shooting joints or wax. I go all out and attack crabs and herbs as crazy whack. We all can't be pimps and we all can't rap. You got to get your dollars on cause it's on like that. Here's what I want you to do, niggas with your green axe and burgundy forerunner. And human like Blade Runner when I'm ramen all summer. Just listen to the drummer. Transistor blister feedback, freak the impedance. Bunk low, we expose frequencies and see when napalm can drop low rays like Baba Optic. Check the rhyme activity, your skills is microscopic. Peace to my crew and my nigga LP who's here to spark it. Causing all these cracks. Second man afflicted, quadrant on 50, lungs misty. Calling me Maximilian, cause I'm that crazy robot teetering on the edge of outer space. Spitting buckshot, the black holes surround me. You found me. As far as I'm concerned, I got your asses in the urn. Bigger, the temperamental hold on board, kid. What took your function? Tracks is tight, dusty. Drinking water out the well of life, and I'ma piss it back rusty. Flesh and phonics, you're goddamn right. I'm on it like a order pacemakers hooked up the clappers. Clap off. Welcome to my freeform jubilee. Look at me, been witness to the shit you wanna be. DBA, lyrical P, burners and sipping. I'm a psycho fan, feeding on fat, past and dip in it.
Yes, 8 Steps to Perfection featuring by Company Flow. Just imagine theme, meet a 16-year-old Amber with his headphones on the bus. Yeah, headed. You're on silent. You're on mute, theme, and I'm on my way to school. Yeah, and I'm just like, this is what I call headphone music, man. Just like I was blasting that shit, lean up, man. Just getting immersed,
loving that, like, that fuzzy bass with that, like the classic hip hop snare and
that
shit.
That beat is too ill, man. I used to love that tune so much. I still rate it, man. Rugged like Rwanda. Big up. Who's in it?
What's Mr. it? 8 Len? Steps to Perfection.
Perfection. They're all graffiti writers. You probably heard, not you, but the people listening, you probably heard of LP, who's in what's it called? Run the Jewels. You know, he's got pretty successful through his Run the Jewels thing. But before that, he was Company Flow. Excuse me, sorry, I'm fully gassed.
Jesus Christ, that kid.
I'm gassed up like a bitch. But a big titty kitchen bitch. Yeah, sorry. Yo, big up Company Flow, 8 Steps to Perfection. Love that track. They're graffiti head, so a lot of their songs are about graffiti and stuff. So yeah, as a 16-year-old kid, I fucking loved that album. Fun Crusher Plus, I think was the name of the album. Yeah. But yeah, big up, man.
You were lapping it up.
I love that track, man. Again, backpacker kind of style, if you want to call it that or whatnot.
100% backpack rap.
Yeah, but I always looked at the term backpacker rap for me is a derogatory term.
It's like insulting, jolly well insulting.
it's usually these sorts of labels are created by record labels so that they can sell and market these types of hip hop. You know what I mean? A lot of that has happened over the years. But, you know, I don't necessarily agree with all the terms people come up with. But I use the term just because in general, people tend to understand what I mean.
Just picturing some board meeting where, like, someone called Rupert comes up with a term. No, but, you know, after running it through several, you know, we ran it past media and then we ran it past marketing. And, you know, Julie came up with a brilliant idea. And, you know, we all put it together and backpack rap. We think it's really going to take off.
I might be wrong, but I think it was someone at Raucous Records who came up with that term. And you know what's weird enough? Raucous Records, you know, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, so many classic hip hop tracks from the late 90s came out on that record label. You know who financed that record label, Raucous? Rupert Murdoch's son. Yeah, Rupert Murdoch is a cunt from Australia who runs the Sun newspaper. He owns fucking every...
Like, he owns all the fucking media, mate.
Crazy right-wing media bullshit. Yeah, all the terrible shit through the media all comes from that fucking dickhead, Rupert Murdoch. Anyway, his son was banging to hip-hop and he financed the label Raucous Records, which is crazy when you think about it, but hey, you know.
I heard, that fucking Mos Def and...
Yasiin Bey. We keep calling him Mos Def. His name's Yasiin Bey, but yeah, anyway.
He was an alchemist or somebody, some big producer were doing an album. It was meant to be coming out January 25th.
He did an album with Madlib, or he did a couple tracks with Madlib. I don't know. Has he got a new album? And talking about Spotify, he doesn't release his music on Spotify anymore.
No, he doesn't. Mos Def.
He disagrees.
My music's so good, it's such a bad man tune, that man doesn't even put it out, bruv.
I think he's just more, it's more about him just not agreeing with the ethics behind these streaming platforms, you know, and he's like, fuck you, I'm not putting my music on there, to his own detriment.
He's done all right, because he came up in the year of CDs.
But so he's able to
not put his music on.
But I think, the thing is, I think he got screwed over by record labels as well, you know what I mean? Like his early stuff, the CD era.
Yeah. Yasiin Bey and The Alchemist are doing an album, bruv.
Oh, shit.
But I thought it was dropping in January 25th, which has obviously been and gone, now?
Yeah, yesterday. All right, so it'll
it's just set to land in 2025. I wish we were at that fucking Sonny's Pizza Jam with the Alchemist there, man.
Well, yeah, me too.
And we could bother, you know, all French anyway, you don't even know the fucking words, bruv, shut up! And we could stand, stand at the front and just fucking run the thing.
Have you seen Alchemist? Have you seen him do his DJ sets? I've seen him a couple times. I've got a quite fun story. Maybe I slot it in here. I'm not gonna.
Here's a photo of me in The Alchemist.
Well, if I find the photo, I'll find it. I did a night in 2015. I did a night at Prince of Wales in Brixton. You know the venue, Prince of Wales. I organised a night there for
many a night there, bruv.
I organised a live show there for Smith and Wesson. You were there, Thee, when Smith & Wesson performed, remember? And I had my little drawn-on tash thing, remember? And we got Smith & Wesson walking through Brixton.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Come out tonight.
Yeah. And what's his name? Iron Braids was there. Michael Parkinson was there. Fucking Shorty Blitz was there. Sarah Love was there.
We've showed the photo before, right? We showed the photo.
Oh, we did, yeah.
On this fucking pod, mate.
I'll show it again here. Who else was there?
Because you were Helter Skelter have never been playing with us in the Arms House.
DJ, yes, they have, bro. Not Helter Skelter. What are they called? Fucking Smith & Wesson.
Smith & Wes.
Yeah, not Helter Skelter. That's Sean Price now, wasn't him? Although it was a Sean Price... We bigged him up. There was a whole section bigging up Sean Price. But Smith & Wesson, it was an incredible night. Really successful. Loads of people. It was a great night. But then all the writers tagged up the bar. Yeah, they fucked the bar up with pens. They just, by the end of the night.
On the inside.
on the inside of the venue got battered. But the owner of Prince of Wales, I can't remember his name at the time, anyway, in 2015, I don't know if it's changed now, he was really cool about it. At the end, I was like, oh, he's going to take my deposit, he's going
to
do
this. I've always wanted to be in DDS, yeah, I was going to make a podcast about it, you know, to do it up here in the Prince of Wales.
There was a couple of DDS heads, a couple of other heads, you know what I mean? And I was like, at the end, I was like, I'm sorry about it.
Like, don't worry about like absolutely battering my pub, guys.
No, he was really cool.
He was like, down. No, yeah, yeah.
He goes, shit happens. Yeah. He goes, don't worry about it. I was like, oh, man, Dapper, thank you.
Really? That's what the kind of flex he had.
He was super chill.
He doesn't give a fuck. He just knows that Pauline the cleaner is going to be in there for like double.
He was just happy because it was a Sunday night.
Here you go, Pauline. Go, get an extra bucket this week. Go, double sponges. You're going to be scrubbing.
I think he was happy because it was full. The venue was full and they made a lot of money on the bar and everything. So he was just like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's all good. If it was a... Anyway.
That's because of me, brother, my drinking habits.
After the night, yeah. After the night. So I'm looking after... Smith and Wesson, you know what I mean? Steel and Tech from Smith and Wesson. So I'm chilling with them afterwards and they're like...
You're officiating on close protection.
Well, I booked their hotel. I did everything. I put the fucking...
Close protection, bruv, it sounds like. Do you know what I mean?
And I was completely sober because I was driving them around. I was going to drive them back to their hotel.
You need to be sober to get them off the X, bruv. I like it.
Tech said to me, he goes, yo, man, my man Alchemist is DJing tonight at... Ace Hotel in Shoreditch. I don't think it's there anymore.
Like, shut up, bro.
And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah, you want to go there? And he said to me, you want to go check it out? I want to go check my man Alchemist. And I was like,
yeah,
hell yeah.
He's much better than you, bruv. Can't we go right now?
I was like, can't we go? So we jumped in the whip. Iron Braids came with us as well. He had his car. So we all piled in the car. We all went to the Ace Hotel, went straight in, and we were chilling backstage with the Ace Hotel, though. It was just a DJ set. He was only doing a DJ set. But when we turned up, we were in the back. We had bottles of fucking, like, I don't know what. They had Hennessy and they had other things. I had a little bit, but obviously I was driving, so I couldn't drink. But we were chilling with Alchemist in the back, yeah? And then Action Bronson turned up, and he wasn't performing either. He just happened to be in town. Obviously, him and Alka are super cool.
All in London, yeah?
In Ace Hotel in Shoreditch, yeah. So now we went from Brixton to Shoreditch. I'm chilling there. It's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. He came on about two or something. And then he did his DJ set and Tech and Steel came on the mic with him because they'd done a few tracks together and stuff. And they were, it was just a wicked night. And
one of them wicked, like impromptu little jams, bruv.
Yeah. I didn't take many photos and the photos I did take, I think I put them on Facebook. I'll see if I got them and I'll put them here. But yeah, it's just a fond memory I have, man. So I got to see all them lot. Yeah, because I didn't want to be that dude going, oh, can I get photos? I was just hanging out with him, you know what I mean? I thought, let me just enjoy the moment and see what happens.
Fuck, what's Iron Braids' name nowadays? Like, fucking...
It's a Deluxe, Luscious, Leisure Deluxe or something like that. That was the name of his album.
You can't say that. But it is Luxurious Deluxe Rap.
Yeah, that was his album was called that, I think.
It's always Helly Henson
and he always shows you love, man. He loves you to pieces. So you got to say his real his MC name.
So I'm saying he made some of my shit. He made like, there's a wicked banger we should play one day.
The tune you did with him is sick.
He produced it. We've done other tunes as well, but I think this one he produced the whole thing, and it was just me spitting on it.
Heavy, come on, theme. We got to say his name.
Lamari Esquire.
No, what's his MC name? Come on, man. Fucking hell. It's like Yasin Bey.
The Fly Hooligan, Lamari Esquire.
The Fly Hooligan, that's it.
Fly
Hooli, man. Salute to him, man.
Gourmet rap, bruv. Featured in The Guardian, bruv. BBC Radio, FM.
Bruv, we should get him on the pod. That guy, he's got mad connections. We're talking about
Smith. Look at his
Wesley.
Second photo, bruv.
I'm not looking it up.
Look who it is. We've just been talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's good. He's friends with all them lot. And Sean P and all them lot, man. Like, he's got mad history, that guy. I'd love to chat with that guy.
Triple Darkness as well.
Yeah.
Triple Darkness, bruv.
All right. Sick. Theme, do you want to get into the graph letter game or something?
Big up to him, though, man, for the massive difference between, like, that sort of Triple Darkness rap and then this gourmet thing that he's doing.
Yeah.
I like it when people do that. They go, no, I'm going to be a musician. I don't care about what other, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do.
He's just really focused on his shit and he's getting acclaim. as well in the US as well. He's got some wicked tunes. He got a tune with Babu from Dilated Peoples. He's worked with a lot of people, man, and I want to show him some love, man. So we'll get him on the pod.
Including theme. So it's basically, yeah. I should be taking half of everything he gets, really.
There we go. At
the end of the day.
Straight up.
He needs to sign up to the Patreon, doesn't he?
Exactly.
He sign up to the Patreon.
All right. Let's do the graph letter game, yeah? Fuck it.
Yeah. But you're doing it this time, yeah? I ain't got no letters, blood.
I'm doing it.
I'm sorry if I'm a little bit lean, yeah? Someone sent me...
Oh, yeah.
A ridiculous package.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say who it is, but they are fucking sensational.
Yeah, they sent you a bunch of weed. Where's my weed?
They sent me this, like this Molotov thing.
Why didn't they send me any shit, man? I want some weed, people.
About you. Because I said I was like living through some shit.
Oh, okay.
And this guy reached out on the Insta.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, I'm going to send you a care package, bruv. Look, these are edibles. He said, if you eat half of these and Amber eats half of these, it could be the worst or the best podcast of all time.
Well, we'll save it for the weed episode, man.
That's what I'm saying. We save these. I'm not opening these.
And we'll do half of those and we'll
build
this.
You get licked on these, bruv.
I bet.
Licked on these, bruv.
Well, if he wants to send us any more weed for the weed episode.
We need to get more weed because we're going to do a weed episode.
Yeah.
But basically, we're going to get licked as much as possible and see like the difference between it. But I'm going to be licked straight away. But we're going to do every sort of different thing, like back skins, blunts, bongs, this,
hot
vapes,
knives.
Fucking everything.
Hot knives.
Hot knives. So yeah, he has hash as well. He does hash as well. And he was thinking about you and saying, talking to me about you, he said, I didn't know if he smoked the ur of the flower.
Tell him I'll smoke anything.
Nearly going to send him some hashish. He has nice hashish.
Guys, you can send me anything, man. All right. I'll have
wedding cake,
smoke
I love
whatever.
Wedding cake. But big up to him and the Molotov team.
Salute. Let's give him an Arms House salute, man. Come on.
After that, what are we saying? What is the letter for the letter game? Is it L?
We are now playing the graph letter game, the letter L. Theme, you've got to take
these
L's. I've just sent you the first L. Check it out. Who did this letter?
You don't send me no L's, bruv. I'm just downloading this team, but it already looks like a plug while I'm downloading.
There we go. Plug. You got it. Nice.
Yeah, Plugatron. There he is.
Big up old Pluggy. All right, next one.
Look at that ball.
It's a very distinct style. Even the schemes are very distinct, man. This one, here we go. Boom, it's hard to chop it without keeping the... This one, I know, low life, isn't it?
You're doing that. Are you going to that low life team?
Oh, yeah. Rack Low is going to be in town. Yeah, this weekend as well, coming up. So, yeah, I think Thursday they're doing the Graph Jam, and then on the Friday or Saturday, I can't remember. I'll put the flyer here. Coming up on the weekend. Yeah, you got to buy tickets. It's Jazz Kahina, Strange Neighbor, and a few other heads performing, and Rack Low, obviously. It's going to be a great night, man, if you're into that low life.
I thought it was Thursday.
Double L, son. Yo, we keep it low life, yo.
I thought it was
Thursday. Load up from the toes up, son. I got to bring my low out. I don't have much low. I'm not super...
I don't have any low, bro.
Load up. All right, I've just sent you one, but... I don't know why my phone... Okay, there we go. I've sent you one theme. I know you've walked past this piece many a time.
Sloughy.
Yeah, big sloth.
Sloughy.
Big up yourself.
439.
All right, now this one. This one's a bit more out
there.
White
border around that. Nice white border on top of that black background. Would have been...
Oh, yeah, true say. All right, what about this? Letter L. Who did this? Letter L. Theme, you know who it is. Come on.
I know who it is, yeah. I just can't remember the letters in front of this fucking letter here.
I think one of your kids are called this. I don't know, man. Maybe, I don't know.
How do you... Oh, is this who did... Is that who did it? It's Alex.
It is Alex, yes. Salute, brother Alex. He's got a weird, crazy,
you know,
out there style.
Said Leo.
Bill and Ted, man, big them up. All right, next L I've sent over on a, it looks like a district line, this one, from back in the day.
Hello, it's got me old Blinky.
Hey, blinkity blink.
It is a metropolitan line, bruv.
Oh, is it? Okay, there we go. All right, this one, let's see if you get it.
Bass.
Yeah, there we go, Bass. But he wrote there, it was, he said large. I think that's by Ealing Broadway Station. It is, definitely. Yeah.
By did Ealing you put Broadway. Me out, though? No. Oh, nah. It's because he's put up. Okay, I see who's put up. Browse.
All right, here's the next one coming. He's your. He's
passed away, I think.
Okay. There we go.
Is that Ealing, did you say?
Yeah, it looks like it. That box, that when you come out of Ealing on the District Line side, it's just there on the left. All right, this one. Who did this next letter? L.
Pilot.
Yeah, correct. All right. Let me send you the next one. Here we go. Boom. Big up this guy.
Why won't it download? Rosil?
No. Good guess, though.
Someone like that.
Is it a very notorious train writer?
It's not Rotel, is it? I love that there's a region there that we're down.
No. It's got an L at the end.
Italian person.
No, English guy, UK.
Really?
Yeah. It is by Cruel. Cruel.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, big up Cruel, man. All right, this one's another, I don't know if you'll get this one.
I wasn't thinking that at all.
This has got quite a distinct style, so you should get it, but maybe not. Let's go.
Quite a distinct style.
Boom, that's sent now. Who did this?
I was going to say loan, but I'm not saying it no more. I'm saying, no. Is it BL?
No.
It's not close, is it?
No.
This is fuck, I know who this is.
Yeah, it begins with
an... See, even with the way the L comes back and then goes back down there and back in.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite a distinct style. A couple people have this style.
Blake, I don't even know what Blake is. It means nothing.
It starts with an S. If you, that's a little hint for you there.
Slack.
Slack. There we go.
Cunt.
Yeah. Big him up. All right, last one. Here we go. This is an AHC member. He was at the Graph Jam. There you go. That's
wait, show me how to do the H again in the gangster signs. Yeah. It's not like this. That's not very gangster.
No. So you do with your left hand, you do the left A. Hand. Yeah.
Why your left hand?
Because for the, I'll tell you why. The left hand.
Mine looks like an old geezer with his balls hanging out the back.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the A. Then you do the gun to your finger like that.
I can't do it anymore. Gun to your finger.
Yeah, and then with your right hand, you do the C.
But why are you doing it? Why can't I do it with my right hand? It'd be much easier.
Because your C is back to front on your left hand. If you do it with your right hand, it's the correct way round, all right? That's why. So if you go A, H, C, like that.
H, C.
Bada boom. I just sent you the last letter L.
Glad we went through that. I needed the lesson.
Yeah.
You've sent me the last one, yeah?
Yeah. Elite AHC member. He was at the Arms House Graph Jam as well.
Yeah, I like this graph. I like the old orange going around here. That
yeah. He's got up two crews, one T and TBA.
Yeah, one T and TBA.
Yeah. You want to have a guess?
Are you saying Hog? What were you saying?
He's an elite.
Thoroughbred AHC member.
He's been on, he came to the Graph Jam and shit, and he's a cool dude. Big up Alk and big up Checks. That's a little another clue for you.
I remember Checks. He sent a sketch in, didn't he?
Yeah, and he was at the Graph Jam as well. Look, I've sent you the full one now. There it is. It's clap. K-L-A-P.
Clap your ass.
Clap your ass. You know what? I was driving up the North Circular towards Brent Cross and then a bit further up. Like I was going up north from the North Circular.
That's all right, though, that clap.
Yeah, it's deep. He's dope, man. Alk and Clap and yeah, all them lot, man. E-Blitz and all that crew, man. But anyway,
what did you just say? Blitz?
E-Blitz. That guy. Ah. And a couple other people.
One of the L's back in that game we were just playing, one of the L's reminded me of something. I'm sure it was Blit or Blake or Bloke or something.
Yeah, I think Bloke is what you're thinking of with the slack one. Because a few people have run with that style. There's a couple heads with that style. But anyway.
We think it were Bloke.
And we've had a few slacks sent in. But that's the real slack, the one I sent in, the one I just showed. is the dude from London who's kind of battered it, man. That's the letter game. That's the graph letter game.
How many did I get, bruv? I got the blink. Let me just go run through this.
You got them all, except for the last couple.
Sloth, Alex, Blink, Bass.
You didn't get the last three. Cruel, Slack, and Clap.
Cruel, Slack.
Yeah.
You didn't get the last three. You bastard.
You little bastard.
You fucking bastard.
All right.
Should we go to one of my bangers?
Have we got another one? No, I think we've done them all now, Thee.
Have we?
Yeah, we've done OT The Real. We've done Group Home. Oh, no, we got the Benny Butcher one. Yes. But maybe we go out.
Johnny P's Caddy.
Maybe we go out on that one, Thee. What do you reckon?
Johnny P's Caddy. Yeah.
Yeah? Because we still got Graph Critique and the listener question. Let's go into...
But now we don't know what we're doing. We might be going Garage Bingo. We might be going Low Life.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Or maybe both, man. You know what I mean? I'm hardcore, man. Let's get into the graph question, then we'll do a bit of graph critique and we'll call it a night, man. There we go, because we've hit an hour, man.
Battered it in the gym today. Battered it.
Nice.
Can't stop eating.
All right, lads, how's it going?
Hold on. Listener question.
Yeah, go. Spin it back. Big up the Arms House.
Big up, everyone. Send in your listeners' voice note questions via email or on the DMs for the Instagram.
All right, lads, how's it going? Big up the Arms House and all that. Coming at you from Paris, and aside from a shitload of panels getting done on all different lines at all times of the day here, there's also a fair bit of rappel graph going on and a fair old bit of rollers getting put up. So that leads me to my question. If for some reason you could no longer ever do normal graph on walls or anything on trains, and you had to pick between either doing rollers or rappel graph for the rest of your life, which one would you go for?
Jesus Christ.
I thought he was going to give us trains. just going over the window.
So, Theme, if you could only
But for me, of what, abseiling and, what did he call it? Rappelling.
Rappel and, graph and roller graph.
Roller graph. And it's only roller graph. I'd go with the abseiling. Because I want to use the can.
Okay, I mean, that's...
I want to be doing these kind of things, like arrows coming off like that, and bing, bing, and then some doodahs and some bits, and you can't really bust that with a roller, man. But and I don't want to be doing that neck thing, busting up your neck.
Bruv, do you understand how much rigorous... effort on your body it is to do rappel graph, like compared to roller graph, it's nothing, man. You're hanging from a fucking rope, man. Yeah, imagine
you're using
every muscle on your body to stay fucking clear, let alone the adrenaline.
What are you using every muscle in your body for?
To balance yourself, to stay upright. When you're spraying,
you stay upright. You're sitting down like this. You're going like this.
Okay. Check this out. Yeah, check this out. There's a, you know, MSK crew, yeah? You know, from LA. Now, we have a UK writer called Royds who puts up MSK. He's down with all them lot. And obviously Revok being the most famous guy. But there's one of them, Rams, his name is, yeah? From LA, I think. I think he's from LA. He might not be. But he's famous now, and they got let him into MSK because he's the don of rappel graph. Yeah. Now they went not too long ago, at the end of last year, they all linked up Royds, fucking Revok, and a couple of other heads,
I think
Trav, and that Rams guy showed them how to rappel, and they all did a rappel bit of graffiti, and they all spoke about it, about how,
and they all said it was fucking tough as dick.
Revok said, he goes, I'm hitting 50 now, and he goes, I'm glad I experienced that, but there's no way my body can take doing that again. That's what he said it was a great experience. I'm glad I did it. He goes, but fucking hell, that was crazy. My whole body is fucked right now. That's what his experience.
What kind of shape was he in?
He's an old man who fucking smokes, and you know what I mean? I don't know what type of shape he's in.
He's not in shape.
I'm just saying, when I read that.
Compared to that geezer, I'm not getting compared to him.
All right, fair enough. But for me, it's roller graph. I'm not saying I love roller graph that fucking much. I had a try on that episode.
But then you've got absolutely never got a spray can. You're never even doing like those three little dots around a piece every end on the board. Like,
yeah, but
just those little bits.
paper.
Yeah, but if I, the only time I can use spray paint is hanging off a fucking building with a piece of rope. I'm already.
It's not a piece of rope. I'm thinking of it like the military. I'm not thinking of it like a piece of rope.
I'm already.
I wouldn't do it like that. I'd do it with like the correct shit and just be having my fucking wand like that and just be going and moving around.
Right, I'm already bad with heights. Yeah, I'm already like.
Yeah, but you're not going to fall because you're in the thing. That's the whole point.
You're more likely to fall if you're in that thing than just not doing it ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
correct.
Fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not good with heights, man. Obviously, it's mind over matter.
Yeah, no, but the rollers, they're going out. Rollers are going out and finding heights.
Yeah, but you don't even.
Man told us when he was like fucking leaning over the building and.
Yeah, but you don't have to like do that. You can do it, but you don't have to. Yeah, and you don't have to. He didn't specify.
You can't do with rollers. You got to get high up plots.
You don't have to, but the point.
Yeah, you kind
of
do.
You don't have to. The advantage of using roller paint is that you can get up high and no one is going to, you know, it's harder for people to buff you, harder for people to go.
No, if you want to be someone who's getting up from doing it, like them lot.
Yeah.
You can't just be going to fucking Trellick and doing like a fucking. Or like a street level piece, you got to get rooftops.
Okay.
You got to get fat ones that are visible from like mileage, like top viewpoints and fair shit. Enough. That's rolling for me.
Yeah, fair enough. But if I was relegated, now I cannot do any other graph except for roller graph. Yeah. I wouldn't do
you
everything.
You just go to ladder and keep doing AHC pieces.
No, I'm just saying I wouldn't necessarily have to do everything up high. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's just holograph is the thing.
The worst bit is, bruv, you wouldn't ever. Like, imagine if you're finishing your piece on the roller and then you just want to get like a nice handstand next to your thing. Like, you can never do that again.
It would be fucked. I know. But I just, if only I could do rappel, you're like, nah, fuck that. You're limited now to where you can paint, what you can paint. With the roller thing, if I'm going with people who can use spray paint, I can still go on the mission. I just have to use roller bait. You know what I mean? Which is fucked, but I'm just saying you can still do it. Rappel.
I reckon I could rappel off a little Met.
Yeah, I mean, technically.
I reckon I could. If you put the bungees and that on this side, yeah, and have them going over like that, and then you're kind of off like that, coming down this side, I reckon I could do it.
Imagine going on a mission with a bunch of riders and then they're like getting ready to paint the train and you're just like, hold on.
I'm just doing my bungee straps, guys. Yeah.
And they're all just like, what are you doing? You're like, have to, mate. I can't do any other graph except for rappel. That would be jokes, man. All right. Thanks for the question, man. But for me, that's an easy one. You do rappel. That's nuts, man.
I definitely do rappel. I used to love doing that shit.
You know who's smashing
abseiling, abseiling front ways. Did you ever do that?
I've never done abseiling ever in my life.
So when you go to the top of the building, instead of like going down like that, you're like, yeah, leave a bit of slack, leave it until you're like going like that. You're coming from the front and you hold it around like that. And you
lean forward.
At an angle that the rope can just move freely. And you go like that.
Oh, shit. Did you have to do that? You had to do that at your fucking...
It reminded me of dropping in on like a mini ramp or a half pipe. That's what it reminded me of.
Down, but it would shit me up, man, to be honest.
When I was learning to drop in, I went to Harrow Skate Center and I brought some new Duffs. I used to fucking love those Duffs trainers, man.
Oh yeah.
Went on the mini ramp, went to learn to learn to drop in, buckled on the first attempt, and the whole thing went and smashed my head and knocked myself out.
Is it?
The first thing I did in the new shoes.
What, you ran down forwards, down the rappel, and you hit your head on what?
No. I was on a mini ramp. So on your mini ramp.
Oh, you were skating. It's like all this. Right. Okay. Shit.
You have to drop in. So you have to push the front down, to go in. I'm learning to do it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want to ask anyone if they can hold their hands. You know what I mean? And just help me do it. Because I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? Went up there. No one ever told me how to do it. Just completely bumped.
Yeah, you just leant forward my head. Too much. Yeah, you leant forward too
and,
much. Jesus.
No, it's blatantly that I didn't lean forward enough for dropping in.
Was it cement or was it fucking wood?
That's wood.
Oh, right, okay.
But yeah, knocked out. And the geezer who just sold me the shoes had to come out the shop, you know what I mean, into the outside to where the ramps were. And
like, Jesus.
Call an ambulance and that.
Oh, my days.
I don't know if they did call an ambulance. I reckon Sammy Jacobs was there.
All right, yeah, theme. We've been going way over time. Let's get into a little bit of graph critique. All right, man. Here we go. I've just sent you the first.
You know what I'm doing at the moment? I'm watching 411 skateboard videos on YouTube, like from the 90s.
Okay.
They you always sent me the first bit. Who the fuck is this melon?
Someone sent this in. They saw this.
Themes.
Yeah, it says themes. It's just a hollow toy.
Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to bring it up just to catch some jokes.
There's some Bodfrey in Scotland as well doing it.
Oh, is it? Maybe it's him.
In a gash way. No, this is like 50 billion times more toy.
All right, okay.
Is it? This is someone who listens to the pod and is taking the piss, no?
Someone who follows the Instagram sent that in. I'm sure he listens to the pod as well. It was just for jokes.
Look at this fucking... I can't critique this gash.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Look at it.
Let's go. Next one. All right, this one was a bit weird and funky.
I can't believe someone's done that.
Here we go. I've just sent you another one here. This is an escape park.
Let me see,
you're talking about skate parks. This one's
talking about skate park, son.
Let me try and remember what this one fucking says.
This says R. And then the last letter is K, but is it a U in the middle?
Oh, shit. I can't remember what it says. I remember what it says. Theme, you want to have a guess? Or describe
rank.
It. Rank. No, it doesn't say rank. Close, though. No, well, not close, but I can see what you said by rank. But it's basically purple fill fading
Rook.
Up. Rook. R-O-O-K is what it says. Yeah, it's got a weird, funky style. Purple fading up into black, dark purple fading up into black, light purple, like a mauve outline with like fading in the 3D, and a pink one time with like a fade around the outside. I'm kind of in two minds about this piece because you can't really see it. It says Rook until I tell you, and then you look at it and you can go, okay, yeah. He's got style.
Well, I can tell you something about it.
Wait. He's got good technique. He's got highlights running through it. I forgot to mention the highlights are a bit scruffy, but maybe that's just the photo. It's not my cup of tea, but it's done well. And I like the curls coming off the R on the left and the symmetry on the K, the curl coming on the right and the 3D coming off it and the shading in the 3D. It looks cool, but it's just not my cup of tea. Theme, what do you reckon, man?
I reckon, bun that saying Rook, bruv.
Yeah.
It says R-O-U-K because if you're doing an O, yeah, you can't have it. You've obviously got to be careful about it looking like a U. If you do it in that non-circular, non-round kind of jagged way instead of the round way,
I agree.
Then you've got to be double careful of not letting it look at you. And the second O, because it's so thin where it joins at the top, it looks like that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the end of the letter.
Yep.
But he's saying it's an O where it would be, which, you know, it obviously is, but it just looks too much like a U to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Even an N, like a small low. I mean, but yeah, the curl off the right, off the left of the R, I don't like it at all. I don't know why it's come. It should, the bottom of the R should come down and then it should come straight off to the left, like it does more so with the K. But
you
the K,
what?
He thought of that easier because the K is obviously coming out and you can kick it around. But the M, I mean, the R, sorry. I don't know why I keep saying M. But the R. But, you know, shit's all right.
You know what?
He's even done a bit of shadowing in the 3D, like you said. He's got like, yeah.
I fully agree with everything you said, Theme, but I'm tentative. I'm a bit wary to say what I usually say on here is like, keep it simple, simplify it. But from what, just the techniques of the painting, like this guy's, you know, he's been painting a while by the looks of it. People don't come out and paint something like this straight away.
Yeah.
He's obviously done it in a style that he likes. So I'm not going to shit on him for.
Yeah, he's building his own style, the fella, innit?
Yeah. And
which is always a good thing rather than just.
It's just not my cup of tea. I just don't like it. Like you said, with the O, like the O's shaped like that. Like he probably likes that and fair enough. And it kind of has a cool effect to a degree. It's just not my cup of tea. You know what I mean? Letter style wise, yeah. And if you're gonna have the R like really top heavy like that, and the K bottom heavy like that,
he's got big balls for choosing R O O K.
Yeah, he's obviously worked
two
on
two O's style. Next to it.
Yeah, as well. I mean, it could. I mean, bro. Too bad. I mean, you know, that word, you can work with it, I think. An R-O-O-K. I mean, it's not something I would choose again, but I mean, that's all I got to really say on it.
Two
really.
O's next to each other.
Yeah, it would get boring after a while, I have to admit. But then if you're good at characters and stuff, then you could mess with that whole, you know, double O thing. I think you could probably do. I'm trying to think of an example of someone who Shook, but he doesn't really do anything with his O's. Yeah. He just has them there. Should we do another one? Yeah. Let me see. Let me pick one out of the
bit bunch. Of graph down at the skate park in the middle of the park. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then all the utes get their reaches on the top layer. Look.
Yeah.
Bit of skate park life.
All right. Let's go with this one. Boom.
I'm so glad that I only do my graph.
All right, this one's a dub chrome with a black outline, pink and blue in the background, pink like kind of in the background, but then also Drizz. Blue and pink kind of bubbles flowing through. It says D-R-E-Z, Drez. It says CCTV on the left side. Who's he bigged up? Rainy Days. Oh no, it just says Rainy Days. So it must have been raining when he did it. Yeah, you can see all the drips in the black. Yeah, it must have been pissing it down when he did it, man. Fuck it. Now, theme, your first thoughts on
this is really my first thought, yeah, is this is really weird.
Yeah.
It's obviously shit, but the there's something like the E and the Z and like the sort of top to bottomness of it, there's something that reminds me of something back in the day, like back in the day, like them sort of letters, like,
yeah,
late. I mean, back in the day, don't know why it does that, mainly that E and shit, but obviously the R and the D and the,
it's this, it didn't really there's work some TV. Out,
but it was Rainy Days, bruv. It was Rainy Days, it was done under CCTV. You know now, what I mean?
Rain is not an excuse for having shit letters. I'm sorry, it's got rain no is an excuse for drips and stuff, fair enough, but for shit letters,
actually, rain bruv, isn't an Maddie, what is the pink in the middle of the D and the R and the E? Because it doesn't go around the fucking dub.
Yeah, but it's a force field, but he's just done it because he hasn't got good can control. He's obviously kept the space between the, you know, he hasn't done it touching the outline. He's like,
what, you're saying it's a border?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of.
Why hasn't it gone round the dub? Look at the shadow of the D.
Because he's an idiot, man. I don't know why. And also the toy behavior that I see is the top of the D and the top of the R, the way it gets thin up there and the way the R curves around and connects to the backbone of the R, the cracks. Again, they don't look like cracks. They just look like shitty, fuzzy lines. The E and the Z, though, have some style to it. And if he had continued that kind of style going through it, but he obviously probably doesn't know.
He doesn't really know if he's going fat at the bottom or fat at the top, yeah, the whole thing.
Exactly. And that shows a lack of the fundamentals, man, that we always talk about on here. But he's kept it simple, though. He hasn't done mad connections and stuff. So he's getting there.
Really this big? Is
the way to learn. But just, you know, keep sketching, keep perfecting those letters, getting them better. Drez.
You should have done the border around and allow pink and blue, by the way.
Yeah, they're a bit.
Especially like that. Do them as schemes or whatever, but allow that. But you should have gone round the piece or the dub. You should have gone round it.
Yeah, exactly.
With your border. And if the pink's coming up on the the bottom of the R, see the way the pink comes out of that? It looks like it's going around the letters. You've got to go around the rest of the letters.
Exactly. It's just lack of
and bun the little sort of.
And just lack of consistency as well. Sorry.
Lobs with the pink around them.
Yeah, just it's unnecessary, like you said. And again, if the letters aren't the basic and fundamentals of
I mean, I'm being nice, bruv.
I know.
I'm helping out here.
I know.
You see the R and the. You see the R. Look at the two sort of cracks you've done in your R.
Yeah.
Why do they both just finish like that? Look at the one at the bottom left. If it's a crack, it would go through the rest of the letter. And your R, the top right of the R, the crack could go into the E and come a bit down because it does. There's another crack in the E there anyway.
Yeah.
They can't just stop like that, like sort of little semi-boners. You know what I mean? They've got to be like complete fucking boners going through.
I mean, I agree to a degree. I mean, I think the crack placement isn't too bad. He hasn't gone super
Yeah, but it doesn't finish on that, you know?
Like no,
that.
He it's could have short. He could have made it work if the letters were good and it was
he's just drawn a bunch of Y's and then like gone...
Yeah, he's done the toy version of doing cracks. That's it. That's what he's done. But you know, I'm not, you know, he hasn't gone too overboard with the cracks, I don't think. I mean, maybe he could have dropped one.
I've got to commend him on the crack in the D. I've only just noticed it. I'm thinking, why isn't there a crack in the D? Oh, there she is, look, up there. Top crack, that.
He fucking cracked his brain trying to work out how to do a crack.
Damn, son.
He's probably smoking crack.
Look at his
pink
and blue on the floor there, look.
He's probably blazing bear crack while he did it, man. Jesus Christ.
Drez.
Drez.
The last dregs from Drez.
Shout out, Drez.
Drez's last dregs.
Shout out, Drez, for sending that in, man. And everyone who sends graph in. If you've sent it in and we haven't done it yet, we will get to it, all right? We got a pile to get through. People, send in your graph for us to critique on the email or via the Instagram.
And what the fuck is CCTV?
Yeah, innit? I mean,
what the fuck does that mean?
Maybe they have a crew called CCTV.
What, four letters?
Yeah, and it's a bit nuts. But, Jesus, you know, CCTV is, you know, we're all wary of that aspect of life, you know what I mean, more so than anyone else as a graffiti writer. But I don't know why he put it up. I'm just, you know, wondering.
Right.
I remember once I did a
screen.
Once I did a piece and I wrote as seen on CCTV because I was going to court at the time where they had CCTV.
And you just noticed you were getting done by CCTV.
And no, but we did, like, we thought what we thought was a legal wall, but it wasn't. It's a long story, but anyway, I wrote as seen on TV. But yeah, so theme, let's round it up there, man, brother. Big up your chest. Big up everyone listening. This has been a
big up my chest, slightly big up your chest, yeah. Big up the listeners' chests.
Salute. Oh no, we didn't do Arms House salute.
The Arms House salute.
Shall we wait till next week?
We'll wait till next week. Wait. What are we doing next? Next week is, I'm not looking at the calendar.
Well, there we
next
go.
Next week might be a thing, no?
I don't know. We'll work it out, but we'll do that.
Because if there's a location team, we might not be doing that.
Theme, let's just do it now. Arms House salute. Yeah? Take it away.
No, no, it's too late. We're not doing it.
Why not?
We're not doing it. We'll do it another time.
All right, okay.
I'm desperate to eat.
Okay.
That's the main reason.
Me too, to be honest. If you leave a comment under this video right here, episode 115, you can win this t-shirt, heavy duty, very good quality. I'll show you an image of it here on the screen. Leave a comment below. Let us know what you think. We're going to go out to this tune. Theme, set it up, man.
Big up the Arms House.
Johnny, what is it called?
Big up the Arms House. Johnny sent my newspaper through. It's called Benny the Butcher. And Joe Cole.
J. Cole.
Cole from Chelsea Bates. And I can't remember what it's called, bro. I've already said it 100 times.
It's called Johnny P's Caddy.
Johnny P's Caddy. Caddy.
Was there a reason in particular or just you just love?
No, I just liked it. Bounce.
Yeah.
And it's a good outro tune. Big up the Arms House. Episode 115. See you next week. Bosh.
Shit don't feel as good as it look. I'ma keep it real with you. I'm straight though. The street shit made me what I am today,
niggas. Nah, I went so hard for this shit. I deserve this shit, nigga.
Ah, butcher coming, nigga. This ain't my story about rags to riches. More about how I mastered physics. In a game I used to train like Rocky, catching chickens. I was nice, but they was right when they told me that rap was business. I had 10 bands in my stash when I passed over 500,000. Come easy, no good. Don't be surprised I'll last these niggas. It's like they put out a smash, then they gone in a flash and minute. And then they make tracks and disses like that's gonna add up the digits. They showing fake racks and pictures like that's gonna attract the bitches. That was really me, nigga. I ain't have to act and conflicted. Only difference is I'm living. And I would've whacked one of them niggas who knew that after drug dealing I still be casual spending mil plus annual income. So here's my manual and some. And this Eastside shit still in me. My ability to turn words to imagery. Probably the reason they gon' remember me. Figure we walk this tightrope with a feline's agility. The streets did so much shit to me I could never live civilly. I can never leave the scene without checking my mirrors visually. Come with that energy cause some shit gon' always stick with me. They wanna know what I brought to Griselda. I say validity. They asking what work that niggas put in. I'm like, but didn't we? Problems, then I correct through the obstacles I progress. Illogical for them to feel they responsible for our success. Besides Kanye West, tell me who else I gotta respect. Cause I'm kinda perplexed. It's about time that I got my respect. It's the Butcher, nigga. Let's go.
About time that I got my respect, it's the Butcher, nigga. Yeah. Cold fucking world. Griselda shit, know what I mean? Griselda. You know what it is, nigga? When I show up. I'm on 10, nigga, not 9. On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. God was crying, lightning struck, power outage, sparks was flying. The real ones here, the young boy that walked with lions around the outlines of chalk where the corpse is lying. Of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying, but the guns and the drug bars that y'all relying got these nerves thinking that you niggas hard as iron. But that just mean I ain't as comfortable as y'all with lying, stretching the truth. No, I never stress in a booth. They feel the pressure, me, I feel like I just left a masseuse. Effortless, how I'm skating on these records is proof. I put your favorite rapper neck in a noose, never letting them loose. Cold world, the heat a blast of your speaker. He the last of Mohicans, no weaklings last in my sneakers. Nigga want me on the song, he gon' see the wrath of the reaper. I'm probably gon' go to hell if Jesus asks for a feature. I'm higher than niggas, it don't need a bag full of reefer. Some see the glass is empty, I see a glass full of ether. Collecting his bread and mass like he a Catholic preacher. Just to count a nigga cash, you might need a calculus teacher. Eureka, Einstein on the brink of the theory of relativity. Really, no MC equal. Feel me, Copen be lethal. Crip like an old MTV show. On God, the best rapper alive. Headshot, not going ass. The best rappers that died. They tell you he never lied, nigga. Yeah. Tenor talk.
The word graffiti means scribble scrabble, my Frank Carroll.